Hello, everyone out there in Boo Land. I am about to take Wrangler out for the final time this evening. And since there seem to be elephants that have moved into my apartment complex that are slamming doors and running up and down stairs and very unusual activity for my apartment complex, actually, it's usually pretty quiet and I wonder if they put the blind people in the building all by themselves. But I think some new people have moved in that are deliciously noisy. Oh, that was nice, Wrangler. Did everyone catch that German Shepherd burp? That was pretty classy there, buddy. I thought I would share with you guys what I've been doing while Cord is once again out of town. Let's head outside here. I did not watch 10 episodes of Switched at Birth again, though I was tempted. I did, however, slip to new reality television lows and watched quite a lot of Interior Therapy with Jeff Lewis on Bravo. Go ahead, you can judge me. At least it's not as bad as Jersey Shore. Could be worse. But I thought I would share with you a little tale of an episode I watched that was highly amusing about Alex and his aunt Gita. This guy and his girlfriend were living in a house in California, and they called Jeff, who's this, I guess, interior designer guy who does really pretty houses. And he went to these people's house, and apparently it was Alex's Aunt Gita's house, and they hadn't changed anything since 1971. And she was living with his parents or something at this point, but he had been living there for a year and a half, but hadn't changed anything. Like, her clothes and underwear and everything were still in all the drawers. It was super wicked creepy. And the girlfriend was like, I'm not going to live here much longer if you don't get rid of some stuff. And there was lots of wailing and bemoaning, getting rid of things. And it made me very thankful that I am not a pack rat. So, out of all the lessons I have learned today, I have learned that being a pack rat leads to great embarrassment on Bravo TV one day.